Friday, July 10th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 27 to 32. Now after the king had burned the scroll with the words that Barak wrote at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Take another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned. And concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you will say, 'Thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written it in that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will cut off from it man and beast? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall have none to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat by day and the frost by night. And I will punish him and his offspring and his servants for their iniquity. I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the people of Judah all the disasters that I have pronounced against them, but they would not hear.'" Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Barak the scribe, the son of Nerah, who wrote it on it at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And many similar words were added to them. The word endures. King Jehoiakim thought he could silence God's word by cutting up Jeremiah's scroll and throwing it into the fire. Yet the Lord simply commanded Jeremiah to write the words again. Human rulers may reject, mock, or oppose God's message, but his word endures forever. The king's destruction of the scroll could not thwart the Lord's purposes. God preserves his word and added further judgment against those who had despised it. We often treat God's word with similar contempt. We ignore its warnings, excuse our sins, and prefer our own wisdom. But the Lord does not abandon us. He continues to send his word to all sinners, to repentance and faith. That same enduring word proclaims Christ crucified. Though wicked men nailed Jesus to the cross, they could not stop God's saving plan. Through Christ's death and resurrection, God speaks forgiveness, life, and salvation to all who trust in him. Amen.